This weekend, two reporters were attacked by gunmen in the neighboring Mexican state of Sonora. That is, in fact, where KJZZ's Fronteras desk maintains a bureau in Hermosillo, the state's capital. Now, one man is dead. A second is in critical condition. Joining me now is Murphy Woodhouse from our Hermosillo bureau to discuss the ongoing attacks against journalists in that country. Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So Mexican journalists are among the most targeted reporters in the world, and the country often tops the list for reporters murdered while doing their jobs. So what's the reaction been to this in Sonora?
So despite that very tragic reality that you just mentioned, there was a great deal of surprise here in Hermosillo, both at its occurrence and where it occurred. It happened on a pretty high traffic street near a major mall in the state's capital, Hermosillo. Video of the incident that have been out on social media show dozens of rounds being fired, automatic gunfire, kind of late afternoon. So not just the event, but also where it occurred and its circumstances have been a surprise to a lot of people here.
How has the Sonoran reporting community reacted to this?
So obviously there's been a great deal of sadness, but I would also point out that there's also been a great deal of concern about ensuring that this case is handled properly. Carlos Cota, who is in critical condition but did survive the attack, he is a longtime sports reporter and formerly with Televisa Sonora. And then Reynaldo Lopez, who was killed in the attack, he has been a very well-known radio personality. Many knew both of them well, so the reporting community is quite preoccupied by what occurred.
Murphy, is Sonora known for these sorts of incidents?
So while Mexico is certainly one of the most dangerous countries in the world for reporters, Sonora really just hasn't been a hotspot for those sorts of attacks. I did speak with the Mexico representative for the Committee to Protect Journalists, and he made the point that things can nevertheless change quickly in states that have a reputation for being fairly safe for reporters. He cited the specific case of Quintana Roo, which is on the Yucatan Peninsula, which has historically been very safe for reporters, but in recent months and years, there have been some very troubling incidents there. He also pointed out that there's been a seeming rise in non-lethal incidents in Sonora in recent months and years.
Now, the state attorney's office issued an initial statement on the shooting, which got a lot of pushback. Why is that? What was wrong with it?
Well, let me just read the first part of that statement, or the key part of that statement. It reads in Spanish, "From the initial investigations of the armed attack, this is likely not an attack against exercising free expression, given that one of the lines of investigation points to the possibility that it was related to the illegal activities of people close to one of the victims." And I think that the CPJ's, the Committee to Protect Journalists representative in Mexico, Jan Albert Houtsen, I think he put it very well. So let's hear his quote on it.
"Precisely because of all the violence and the extremely high levels of impunity, it's very important that authorities don't jump the gun when something like this happens. It's very important that they uphold the highest standards of investigation, that they undertake swift, credible, and exhaustive investigations in these killings."
So it may very well be the case that this has nothing to do with their work. That may even be likely. But given the reality of dangers to reporters in Mexico, that possible link needs to always be taken seriously.
Murphy, what do we know about where the investigation into this stands right now?
So I spoke with Deputy State Attorney Gustavo Bustamante yesterday. He was very circumspect on details of the investigation, which of course just remains a few days old. But he says that there are promising lines of inquiry that could very well lead to suspects. He and his colleagues at the State Attorney General's office, they seem to have heard the concerns of local and national reporting organizations and human rights organizations. He said that the last thing his office wants is for this crime to remain unpunished. And while acknowledging that such attacks are quite rare in Sonora, he said that his office takes any attack against media professionals very seriously, and that they will not tolerate, quote, any aggression against any media outlet.
All right. That's Murphy Woodhouse from KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico. Murphy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.